It's NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Uganda today, police recovered yet more bodies from yet another grave. The bodies of more than 80 people were dug out of the yard of a house used by a religious sect known as the Movement for the Restoration of the Ten Commandments of God. Most of the victims were women and children. Police suspect that leaders of the apocalyptic group may have systematically killed their followers. Police continue searching for the group's leaders, especially founder Joseph Jibwitere. NPR's Kenneth Walker is in Mbarara, Uganda, and joins us. Ken, what have you been able to find out about Mr. Jibwitere and his whereabouts?
Well, Robert, I met today with Mr. Jibwitere's son and his wife. His son, Juvenar, insists that the killings with this group may have begun much sooner than everyone thought. As early as 1992, when the cult was just forming and Joseph Jibwitere was gathering, at the time, more than 200 of his followers into their home in Kabumba in Uganda. After being there about a year, the son Juvenar says that there was a sacred room that was also secret, where it came to pass on several occasions, he said, dead bodies, corpses, would be removed. In the case of babies, their bodies would be put in suitcases, and they were always driven away at night to be buried someplace else. The son once again insists that when he finally drove the cult, including his father, off the family farm in 1992, that he also was able to persuade a group of women followers, along with their children, to leave by telling them of the deaths, or at least the dead corpses that he had witnessed.
Ken, if the son says that he was aware of all of these deaths taking place so much earlier, how does he explain not having gone to the authorities with that information?
Well, he explains that today by saying that at the time he thought these were all deaths of natural causes, because one of the principles apparently of this cult was that they insisted they were ordered by the Virgin Mary not to take medicine, in the case of some children, on some occasions not to be given food, and that they would all be okay, and that at the time, he says, he and his mother thought they were dying of natural causes. It is only in the light of recent events, he says, that he now believes they were murdered.
How do the son and the wife of Joseph Jibwitere understand what happened to this man? How did he go from being prominent in local politics, running a Catholic school, to somehow being at the center of this sect that was involved, it seems, in mass murder?
Well, they both describe him as a loving, even attentive, affectionate father, respected in the community. He had always insisted his children be educated and attend school and study their books, and that everything changed in 1989 when they met two women they described as visionaries, women who claimed they had messages from God, in particular from the Virgin Mary. Both Joseph Jibwitere and his wife Teresa were happy to have met these women, and the women told them Virgin Mary ordered that Jibwitere take them in, which he did, according to his wife, enthusiastically. They came, lived there, apparently would take trips, proselytizing trips, in Mr. Jibwitere's car, and according to the son, would return with new converts, to such an extent that they had more than 200 within just a year or so. His son believes, and when I put that very question to him, Robert, what turns a man from that to apparently this, he said, I believe God cursed him. God cursed him because when he got involved with this cult, he declared himself a bishop and put on a bishop's ring and a bishop's cross. And his son believed, being a married man, even though faithful, he was not entitled to call himself that. And he believes because of that, God cursed him and that he went mad.
Hmm. Ken, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Anytime, Robert.
NPR's Kenneth Walker speaking to us from Mbarara, Uganda.